It's time for Thriller Thursdays here on the Mutual Audio Network. If you dare.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance recommended.
The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of the Hawk Chronicles.
Well, Jim, welcome to Roswell, Boldabar.
Jim Barnes, I presume?
Yes, ma'am.
Welcome.
Thank you, I think.
That was fast, even for you.
Oh, yes. Well, I had a lot of this done already, ma'am. In fact, there are two cases here with some new leads for Hernandez.
Everyone, I want to take this moment to acknowledge two of our finest. Detective Kate Hawk and Detective Jim Barnes will be leaving us.
I hope I have the opportunity to continue working with you in my new job. I'm sure you all know that Jim will soon be pursuing his new venture as a private detective. I was just about to call you. I'm going over your facts now.
I'm afraid it's not quite as complete as it should be.
You think he's guilty, don't you?
I'm hoping he isn't.
Agent Hawk, welcome to Homeland Security's Immigration Division.
When can I get started on my father's case?
His case, Agent Hawk, is closed.
What do you mean his case is closed?
Didn't anyone tell you? I was the prosecutor who put him away.
And now, episode 32. Rebellion.
I'm sure you can understand, Agent Hawk, that as chief prosecutor against your father, I'm not eager to free him from confinement.
I can't believe that I'm hearing this. The IDF knew that my joining was contingent on finding my father and freeing him. No one told me that I'd be working for the man who put him away.
Calm down, Agent Hawk.
Calm down? Calm down? You haven't seen Upset yet. Did Pierman know he was sending me to the lowlife who put my father away on trumped-up charges?
Mr. Pierman knew. That's why I believe he told you it was complicated.
Complicated? Is that what you call it? Then uncomplicated. Get my father out of there. At least transfer him to a facility here on Earth. Or else...
Or else what, Agent?
Or else your whole operation gets exposed for what it is.
Think about what you're saying. What do you think your colleagues will say? Poor Kate Hawk. That stress was too much for her. Besides, the location of incarceration is something that I have no jurisdiction or influence over.
You could do something if you wanted to, Mr. Wagner. So let me tell you what you can do with your job.
Agent Hawk! Agent Hawk! I demand you get back here. Immediately! Agent Hawk!
Good morning, Mr. Barnes, and how are we this morning?
We? I didn't see you on the rack with a four-handed goon making balloon animals out of your appendages.
Oh, now, come on. It really wasn't that bad, was it?
In a nutshell... Yes?
Rest easy, Mr. Barnes. That was a full assessment to see what we need to do. From here on, you'll receive a workout in line with your physical limitations.
At this point, I'm thinking a hot tub and a cold beer. That's about my limitation.
Well, I have a surprise for you.
Hello, Mr. Barnes. Have you been practicing those eye exercises I gave you?
Rachel! The pride of the Mayo Clinic herself. Man, am I glad to see you.
I'll leave you two to it.
Thank you, Director.
Yes, thank you. Oh, Rachel, am I happy to see you here.
For goodness sake, Mr. Barnes, it's only been a few days.
Yeah, but after that forearm psycho finished with me yesterday, I was thinking about going AWOL. And please, I'm just a retired cop now, so call me Jim.
All right, Jim. Let's get to work.
Hey, before we do that, do you have anything on Kate?
When I arrived from Rochester to the Martin State Transfer, I talked with Ginger. You remember, she directed Kate in her Denmark mission. Ginger said that Kate was going this morning to Homeland Security to begin her in-processing.
Man, sounds like everything's fallen into place. So her departure from the Baltimore PD was smooth.
Yes, and I understand that they paid a nice tribute to you.
Where's the cake? Please tell me there was a cake.
Ginger said that one of their special agents took a German chocolate cake for you and chocolate-covered peanuts for Kate.
Oh, awesome. I bet she's really happy right now.
Pearman, how could you do that to me?
In here.
You knew. You knew all along, and you said nothing.
Please, in here.
You sorry?
Wagner told me what happened. You have a right to be angry, but it won't accomplish anything.
Oh, but give me a chance, and I'll accomplish plenty. Right here and now.
Please, sit down.
I'm not staying that long. How could you assign me to a section directed by the very man who put my father in prison?
It was the only section that fully suited your qualifications and gave you the best cover.
The only section, huh? I know a better one. The Special Investigative Section of the Baltimore City Police Department.
A place where you'll never have the opportunity to see your father again. Is that what you want?
I want what you promised me. A place to work undercover, where I could leave for long periods of time and look for a way to get my dad out of that prison.
That's not entirely out of the realm of possibility. Please, you have to see that my hands have been tied in this matter.
I just see someone who conveniently forgot to fill me in on some very important details.
You should be happy that you found us. Otherwise, you'd have no idea what happened to your father.
Look at me, Pearman. Do I look happy to you?
Actually, right now, you look rather frightening. Nothing is going to get accomplished if you don't return to Wagner's office and apologize.
Apologize? For what?
For storming out of his office and quitting before you even got started.
You lied to me. All of you lied to me.
I never lied, Agent Hawk. I told you to be patient and that it was a complicated situation. You can still pursue the matter of your father, but it is only going to happen if you take this job.
How can I carry on an investigation when my boss, the lead prosecutor, said that he has no interest in exonerating my father? In all my years on the force, I've never known the DA to overturn a case based on the claims of family members that the convicted party was innocent.
You are going to be in a position that will afford you the opportunity to travel well away from the prying eyes of Homeland Security and Mr. Wagner.
What are you saying?
Wagner was the prosecutor, but he has left that position for one here on Earth. His department, the irony which you pointed out, concerns itself only with aliens, both earthly and galactic. There is nothing that says you can't conduct your own investigation. Discreetly.
Are you actually encouraging me to investigate this behind Wagner's back?
Your father and I go a long ways back. I knew you when you were just a baby. I'm not about to turn my back on an old friend. Conduct your investigation, and I'll assist you in any way that I can, but it must be done in secret.
So, now I'm supposed to go back to Wagner crawling on my knees, begging for forgiveness?
No, you go back. Confront him with why you're upset. Tell him that you've had a chance to cool off. You do or say whatever it takes. This is your only chance to find your father and get to the truth.
Fine, I'll do it. But I'm still not happy. If I can't get to where he is soon, I'll be back to see you, Pearman, and it won't be a pleasant social call.
I'm going to call Director Wagner. I'll tell him that we had a long conversation, we've worked out some issues, you're still upset, but you're willing to work for Homeland and the IDF. From now on, there will be no discussions with him about your father until you have further evidence. Are we in agreement?
At this point, I have no other choice.
Choices, choices, so many choices. The problem is, I have no idea when any of this food is. Hey, you got any good old American food here? Hey, listen, pal. I don't have you in my database, and I don't have a translator on me, so you got any cheeseburgers?
No cheeseburger for you.
What? Now that just ain't right. I want a cheeseburger. Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger.
No cheeseburger.
All right, a hot dog maybe.
Yes, good young puppy. Fresh.
Whoa. Do I look Korean to you? Hey, you got anything from a cow?
Cow?
Yeah, cow, you know. Moo.
No moo for you. Have baa.
Your baa doesn't look like a baa to me. Tell you what there, Four Eyes. Whoa. Easy, pal. Sorry. How about some of this? This and this. They look like real food.
Good afternoon, Mr. Barnes. I see you're assimilating.
Yeah, more like surviving. How do you eat this stuff?
Over time, you know what to go for and what to avoid. In the meantime, I have some Vienna sausages smuggled in from Martin State this morning, if you care to join me.
Madam Director, I'd be honored.
Rachel tells me that your progress is rather impressive from our last evaluation at the Mayo.
Yeah, believe it or not, I've been doing my exercises. I'm still having some dizzy spells, though.
That should all pass in time.
So, what am I going to do with all of this when it's under control?
All of this, Mr. Barnes?
You know, the Superman eye and the circuit board in my head.
I can't really say. My job is to get you back to full health and properly adjusted to your new abilities.
You know, I used to wonder as a kid, if I had superpowers, what would they be? Telescopic vision and learning languages? We're on the top of the list.
I'm sure once you master them, you might just change your mind. Imagine going anywhere in your world, or universe for that matter, and being able to speak any language, and being able to read a newspaper a mile away. Did they tell you there's an app to install that will read lips and convert it to sound?
You know, when you put it like that, it ain't such a bad superpower. Kate, on the other hand, her power is being able to control that Irish temper of hers.
Mr. Wagner. Mr. Wagner, I'm back for one reason only. Pierman convinced me that I have no other choice. I don't apologize for my anger earlier because it was justified. If I'm going to work here, I want it understood that I will continue to work towards clearing my father of these false charges.
Well, it's nice to see you too.
I'm just giving it to you straight.
I do appreciate that. It's better to know where you stand than play games. Just so we both understand each other, your mission comes first. Any investigating you do on your father's case is done on your own time. Nothing is to interfere with the mission. Are we clear?
We're clear.
Good. Welcome aboard. See my receptionist to complete your in-processing. Once that has been completed, you'll be visiting IDF headquarters at Martin State. You'll be briefed on your first assignment.
I hope it's not another trip to Denmark. That one didn't turn out so well.
No, Agent Hunt, not Denmark, but Boldabar to assess the progress of Jim Barnes.
What?
We need to know if he has what it takes to become an IDF agent, and who knows him better than you.
The first venture into deep space will require Kate to determine whether or not her old partner will continue as an IDF agent or be put back behind a desk. Will she follow Director Wagner's guidelines, or will Kate investigate what she really came for? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Reunion.
Sweet Sue has been tied to the railroad tracks. Will our hero save her? Well, of course, the hero always prevails on Thriller Thursdays. I'm John Bell, the hero that rarely prevails in Bells in the Bat Free, the comedy show you can hear every Friday Follies and a bunch of Sunday showcases.
Oops, looks like the hero may have been a tad late there.